Everybody jump, 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 jump.
I said a hip hop.
I didn't know it was
the hip it of a hip. Hip hop, you don't stop. Rap.
I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big sharpen up.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
Oh, man, what a week. And to finish on a day today when I spent, like, all my week watching this TDC meeting, which was... very rewarding from a radio perspective. Very interesting, and all I can think now is great. I got to watch this meeting now. I added another meeting I got to watch. It's not too much to be watching the Pensacola City Council, the Milton City Council, and the Santa Rosa Commission, the Escambia Commission.
It's exhausting.
And oh my God, you know, and now I'm watching the flipping TDC for goodness sakes. Are you kidding me? So anyway, joining me in studio here, we've got Ray Walker, our good friend Ray Walker. Ray, welcome back.
Thank you.
What are you officially? You want to be official?
I'm the
past president of.
I'm still the current.
Oh, the current president. I'm trying to move
Pensacola
you out.
Chamber.
Okay, Pensacola
yeah,
Chamber.
Still for another month.
All right, and then John Singley, our good friend who runs Studio 850, the best alternate video resource on the planet. For you know, because seriously, like. You know, hey, like I call some PIO, I'm like, is this meeting going to be recorded? No. And I'm like, John, are you? Yeah, we're doing it. I'm like, all right. So, you know, all the time.
And the socials.
Hey, get up on the mic there, John. You're a little bit far from the mic.
The socials are throttling us back. So the future
really?
Of the video on the socials is.
You know, I hate to, I never know what to think when, like our page, our news radio page, it seems like we're not getting the same kind of results we got even
you're
a month
not.
Or two. And,
no.
I'm thinking to myself, so are we, you never know if it's us or them, right? And I'm assuming it's them, but you're seeing the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's they've said they need server space for the TikTok, the one-minute deals, and they're not interested in anything
long
more
form
than a
video.
And so you're getting throttled back.
Wow.
You think you're sending stuff out, but it's not going out.
Yeah,
so
and
anyway,
I mean, you want to publish it for the people that you think would enjoy it, and then they don't see
right.
it in their feed, so they don't see it, right?
And so Facebook says they've turned their financial fortunes around by being TikTok. So...
Well, I mean, given the mob scene that was created in New York, have you seen, I don't know if you followed this story at all, but the Twitch streamer, the gamer, told people there was a big giveaway.
Yep.
And I don't have the cuts available, so I can't give you the evidence to prove it. I just didn't have time to put them together today. But listening to this person talk and thinking about him being followed by millions of people just makes me cry. Like, that somebody of this low caliber, you know, like
right.
that's the leaders of the generation. We're doomed. I don't know how to make them.
Well, and the whole term
influencer, yeah.
influencer drives me nuts.
Yeah,
yes.
Because most of the people that they say influencer shouldn't have influence on anybody.
Right.
I mean, exactly what you're talking about. But they use that term, and these people are making money just because they're influencing. It baffles my mind and does make me cry.
I hate to be the old person in a room of old people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. but it's, you
yes.
know, I mean, a little bit of like censorship might go a long way. I mean, it is full blown everything that the ancient Greeks worried about a democracy, which is when, you know, when people, it's the lowest common denominator, basest desires, feed that, encourage that, repeat.
Yep.
You know, you can say TV did it for decades, and that's true. But social media has accelerated that process dramatically, and you know, we just want more and more of the crap. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
We're addicted to it.
Right, and they're cultivating the addiction to crap.
Yeah,
that's the amazing thing.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about other stuff because I just get worked up. It's amazing. Okay, so the school library story. What do you make of this story?
Funny you should mention that. as most of the reporters and the media people know, they were being told over the weekend by various people that the school libraries are going to be closed when school opens. So Saturday afternoon, I talked to Keith Leonard, the new interim superintendent. Mm-hmm. He said, John, that's not true. We're screening the books per the state statute. Libraries will be open. And so then he's confronted come Monday morning with the worst of all possible worlds, pictures
right.
of crime scene tape around library shelves.
Right,
right.
So, exactly.
You know, it's like, now what's the message?
This doesn't feel staged at all.
No.
Go on.
So, you know, clearly talking to board members and others, there was an effort by various people in the district. And I think the superintendent said that here recently, that there were people not aligned with the policy.
Right.
And they were doing things that some would say were rogue. And the news media, of course, gobbled that up because it's a disconnect, you know, between front and back. And it was a great story.
Yeah, it's very captivating.
Yeah.
And no, I'm with you. And I had somebody texted me, and I haven't had I don't have an opportunity to follow up on it, but somebody said, you know, actually they scheduled it so that media specialists and teachers could come in earlier and go through the books and make sure everything was good. So they actually planned to try to do as much as possible to avoid this problem. And in some of the classrooms where they're claiming that it was, you know, didn't get done in time because it's not that those are folks who didn't come in to do it. And other folks did come in and do it, and they're just fine. And I had another person suggest to me, and I hadn't even been thinking this way. I just don't have a malicious enough of a mind. apparently, I'm not Saul Alinsky enough, but he called it malicious implementation. He said it's a deliberate hyperbolic compliance in order to make a point that, you know, this is a crazy – so it's a political protest, you know, sort of in the garb of obedience, you know, like the kid who's, well, you can, you know, make me sit down, but on the inside I'm standing up, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, for years the Federal Aviation Agency, whenever OMB told them, hey, guys, we're going to cut the budget 3% this year, give me your cuts, they'd always say, cut number one, O'Hare, Chicago Tower.
Yeah, right.
So
we're going to take a haircut off the main cut.
It's the old overreaction to make a point.
Yeah.
And just, well, okay, that's what you want. Well, I'm going to go, you know, the 3% cut, I'm going to give you a 7% cut just so you see
just to show you how bad it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's that same reaction just to make a point, and it just shows they're trying to show the absurdity, but they're actually showing their own ridiculousness. Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, this all feeds into the legislature's ton of new legislation this year. Affecting schools,
Like the cell phone
thing.
Don't
say gay. Yeah. Phones, bathrooms.
Right.
And so these districts are struggling to
follow
the law.
It's a lot to keep up. It really is for the teachers, for the administrators, for sure. And you know, on the other hand, I keep wondering to myself, I understand that there are some books that we can, you know, reasonable people can disagree about.
Right.
But there are some books that you can't possibly think that's supposed to be in the hands of kids.
Yes.
Nobody thinks that's supposed to be in the hand, unless you're some wild anarchist who thinks that everything that functions in a society ought to be thrown away and sexualization of kids is a good thing. There are some books, the ones that Governor DeSantis has been featuring particularly, that are like, you can't even have those on the air.
Romeo and Juliet.
Because, well, now that's...
wait a second.
That, I would also style that as a malicious implementation. You know? Well, we will obey this law, and guess what? It means no Shakespeare. And I'm thinking, what Shakespeare did you read?
I don't remember
that at all. We're talking to John Singley and Ray Walker here on The Wrap on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens is in for Candy today with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Not seeing any accidents to slow you down right now. I-10, I-110 still flowing smoothly. Even 98 got a little delay right around Tiger Point. Other than that, things are looking good. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Mm-hmm. All right. My favorite subject, Milton.
Oh, no.
Now, John, actually, you've been filling in for Joe Ford recently,
right?
And you were telling me that you guys did a Milton story on the news wheel in the afternoon.
Yes, we did, and I wanted to do the Days of Our Lives music because that's what he does, and it stuck in my head. So when we did that one, and so I was like,
"You wanted to play?
Those are the Days of Our Lives, you know?" And it was just hilarious.
The connection,
yeah.
So, you know, in case y'all haven't been following it, right, they had – so there was all of the drama around the failure to hire the city manager. Right. And then you had a special called meeting by Heather Lindsay that got canceled. And then you had another special called meeting against Alex Andrade that he didn't even know about that got canceled. And then you had the actual special called meeting that they held against Alex Andrade, and the board voted down the motion to get rid of him. And then you had the follow-up special called meeting after the allegations of HR violations and exceedance of authority and alleging of conspiracies and failure to redact information about people's private information by the clerk, Don Molinaro. They had that special call meeting, and they voted to fire her on a narrow 5-3 vote, but they did vote to fire her. And still, we're not anywhere close to healthy. I mean, we're not. This is not done. The main players who are at each other's throats constantly are still there. And honestly, I think, you know, even though, okay, Dawn has left, and she was in some degree one of the sources of the trouble. I think, well, she was trying to do right, I think, frankly, but just a really bad way of doing it. But Randy's gone now too. Randy Jorgensen is leaving. Yep. And if anybody is like the anchor of the town.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Now he's gone. And there's no, I mean, Chief Tyndall's going to step in, but, you know, he's a cop. He's not the manager of the city. What do you foresee, Ray?
Well,
I mean, you've seen dysfunctional organizations before.
Believe me, yeah.
Have you seen anything like this?
I work in state government.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. So this seems like easy pie to you.
No. So just when you say all the meetings about Alex, as an elected official, if I'm Alex Andrade, I'm like, why do I want to have anything to do with these
I
people?
Asked him that question, and, you know, he's like, look, it's public service. I'm here to help. I care about the city. You know, he doesn't get paid his full rate, his half his rate for the, you know, for doing this.
But still.
But he wants, but if the good people leave.
Well, yeah, no.
If the good people don't run for office, if the good people leave when it sucks, I mean, who's left to run it?
Well, and that's part of the issue is running for office has become basically open your life to torture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bear everything open and go through the worst colonoscopy ever.
Yeah. Don't delete your text messages, whatever you do.
No, and as soon as you do that, then you're asking the question, why do I want to put myself and my family through that?
To get paid less. Than you can make in the private sector.
And so
that doesn't end when you get elected.
No.
No.
I mean, that's not like just the campaign is awful. That's
so
the beginning
the
of the pain.
People are not running.
I know.
And it's left to the crazies. And well, call it what it is.
There are names we can name it. Let's just say there's a lot of dissatisfied customers right now with the political process, right? And yet, you ask people who might otherwise be gifted and capable and could run. You're like, are you going to run? No.
Nope.
Oh, hell no. Right, because who wants that? Look, I don't think I'm electable, frankly. People always tell you ought to run for office. I don't think I'm electable for a variety of reasons, and it's fine. but I wouldn't want to be it. I mean, who would rightly want that? And yet, if the good people don't step up, guess what, John, right?
Yeah. So Andrew, I haven't been following the Milton saga, except through your broadcast. But we've had...
our soap opera.
Yes.
What should we think about allegations of downloading computer files, kind of like personal cell phones and text messages?
Yeah.
All this electronic data mining has... legal, not legal, public record, not... So what's your take on that, Andrew?
So I have long said that I think that there are parts of the Sunshine Law that I think are really counterproductive, okay? I've never lived in a place where the officials couldn't talk to each other off stage. And they can at Tallahassee long as they're, like, in session or whatever. And they do anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah,
okay?
So the beauty of the Sunshine Law
is it doesn't apply to them.
The legislature passed it for local officials and everybody else, and it doesn't apply to the legislature.
It's just
the Sunshine Law.
It's just like the business impact requirement. Like, you got to do a business impact declaration whenever you pass a new restriction, but that doesn't apply to Tallahassee. Like, that's insane hypocrisy. But so I have always said I see why things can get done in the back room when nobody's watching. I actually understand that. But okay, the law is the law. And the other part of it is when there's a public record, right? If you write an email, if you produce a document, if you make a text, if you chat somebody on Facebook or whatever, if it's in print, that is a public record if it's business. And the public has a right to know those things because that's our watchdogging of the process to make sure that there's no secret stuff. But, I mean... the people who are smart, and they're all not dumb, they know how to not make a public record. Oh. And I'm not – look, like, for example, it is perfectly legal for Commissioner Barry to talk to County Attorney Allison Rogers. Mm-hmm. And to talk verbally means there's no public record.
Right.
Okay? Well, if you think that the full scope of what's happening in Escambia government is happening through print, text, and chat – oh, you're an idiot. They're doing what they're doing through verbal, which is normal in an organization. Yeah. But when you know that text gets turned into a public record, well, you avoid that. Or you don't if you're, again, Commissioner Burgash. But he's not special. All of the elected officials text on their private. You can't help but. I mean, now, some do it more. Some don't allow those things to be disclosed. They're supposed to maintain those public records. I've made records requests on other people's head. I mean, you don't get a satisfying answer on this at all, because there's apparently no will to prosecute. Now, I haven't yet talked to Ginger Bowden about it, but I will, because I have a councilman in the city of Milton that I am convinced is breaking the records law right now. And we have a commissioner in Escambia County that I think is probably breaking it, but, you know, I don't have that evidence just yet. So, John, I don't know if I answered your question, but...
Well, I just thought it was unusual because, you know, the number one rule in the Singley PR playbook is never put your name on a document you wouldn't want to be on Andrew's radio show.
That's right. When I chat and text and even how I answer chats and texts, I'm always thinking, what if this gets out? Be aware of that. And I'm not even a public official. For the public officials, of course. You know, it should be. I asked Wes Moreno yesterday a question that I know he didn't particularly like, and that's okay. I like Wes a lot. I've known him for years. We get along great, but, you know, sometimes my job is to ask the question they're not going to like. I asked the question, well, why not put the private phones on the system to archive the texts? And he said no. And I know he represents a board that's going to say no. They're going to say no to that request. Right. But that, given, I mean, 60,000, and most of those are probably personal for Jeff Bergosh, but the ones that aren't, I'm assuming into the thousands, our business, how does that become part of the record? Well, you could have a program like this that I'm sure they own already for the county phones that are public phones, so why not?
Well, and you know they do it because there's people you're going to talk to who are going to reach out to you on your private number because they're longtime friends.
Right,
because
they have that number.
Question.
Absolutely.
Right. So you know there's business being discussed on the, in the text, and that's normal. I've known this person for 10 years before he was ever
on the school board, and this is the number,
and of course, number that I've always called was his personal number, because that's the one I had.
That's the one you have. That's
thought
right.
I have in a work number.
Right.
So I called it and did it. The systems are there. It's just a matter of what you use it.
Imposing now, them.
Here's an interesting thought. When I was a legislative aide in the working in Tallahassee, I only had a personal cell phone, but everything I did
was archived
because it was all I used. So they said, "Well, we got to put that in."
Yeah.
Wow. So the state, you know,
right? So it's possible.
So it's absolutely possible.
You mean 100%? You mean there's a system out there that actually works with this problem? Weird.
I know, right?
Well, as soon as I registered my work email to that device, it became subject to public records.
And by the way, in Santa Rosa, this is true too. I mean, like James Calkins, I've had records requests in for his personal stuff. I mean, I'm never going to see that stuff, and that's sad to have that be that you know that's the truth. But he's on his phone all day, you know, during the meetings all the time, and you know, are we ever going to know what's true there? Again, to me, this is the law, and therefore it ought to be followed, and it ought to be honored when you make these requests, but. If nobody's going to prosecute this stuff, or if nobody's going to investigate this stuff, and if instead we're going to, you know, we're going to call the FBI on how the public documents got out, you know, that's the reason we call. Anyway, so let's take a real quick break. Traffic on the fives, John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110, all flowing smoothly right now. And that's a quick look at your traffic on the fives.
All right. Fair enough. Gentlemen sports. Yeah, go ahead, John. You want to say?
College football.
I was going to say.
That's right. Andrew, speaking of fog, the truth. I saw this morning, social media, the Dallas Cowboys are joining the Pac-12.
Oh, I saw that. That's right. Yes. I saw that.
Finally. Finally, a league the Cowboys can be competitive in.
They might win a playoff game.
I've got them at 500 by the end of the season.
So what do you see, Andrew? SEC, business as usual?
Okay, so I'm it's baseball season now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't talk about football till it's football
season. Okay, wild card, playoffs.
I will indulge you for a moment. It is preseason professional football, which means nothing's happening yet in football. Because it's not real football. It's silly football. I'm looking forward to the season every year. Football comes around. It's going to be good. And I think that eventually, and I don't think I'm not saying anything special here, it's going to be the Big Ten, and it's going to be the SEC, and they're going to be like Division Zero. It's going to be like the Division Zero schools are going to be these, 40 schools, and then Division One is going to be everybody who's outside of those two conferences. In my mind, what do you think?
I think it's about the same. I think this conference realignment's resetting the deck. It's hard to predict where it's going to go, but Georgia, LSU, Alabama, the usual culprits, Florida, A&M. I mean, Florida State is mm-hmm. preseason ranked. So I don't know, Andrew. I would have to play the games and find out. But
I mean, it's basically. I mean, this is the football minor leagues now, right?
Yeah, it is.
These two yep. These two leagues are the minor leagues of the NFL, right?
Oh no, no question. And that's all. I mean, how many of your draft picks came out of the Power Five conferences as they exist last year? I mean, the numbers, you know, in the what, probably 97-98%.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just throwing out there. But all it is,
I mean, you
is
get
just,
camp tryouts, but you're not getting draft picks.
You're not getting draft picks.
Right.
And so you've got all of these. It's just going to be a matter of, okay, how are we going to do a minor league system for
right, which is what we're creating.
Evaluation.
And now with the name, image, system. And likeness stuff, maybe they can get paid a little too. Just,
and they're going to get paid.
Yeah. They'll get paid more.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
I hate to say it, but Rays and Braves fans here in the studio with me. Just a super quick.
Marlins.
Oh, and the Marlins. Okay.
Oh, and the Marlins.
Yay or nay on the new rules this year with the pitch clock,
good. Yay.
And the bases.
Yay.
I do
double
too.
Yay.
Love it.
Baseball is shorter, faster, more fun this year than it's ever been.
Love
That's
it.
All to the good. Gentlemen, thank you so
much.